This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two people were killed, three others injured in a knife attack on London Bridge. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, the attacker was shot dead by police in what is being called a terrorist incident.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And early Saturday, police identified the attacker as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had previously been convicted on terrorism-related charges but was released from prison last year. In the Netherlands, three people were injured in a stabbing attack in the Hague Central Shopping District. National broadcaster NOS, citing unnamed sources, said that at the moment there was no indication of a terrorist motive. Police launched a manhunt to search for the suspect after the attack Friday evening. The police spokeswoman says that they are searching for a man in a gray tracksuit.
Around 7:45, we received a notion that there was a stabbing incident here. Three people are hurt, and we are looking for a suspect right now.
Police said the victims are receiving treatment at a local hospital. They said the stabbing happened in an area near the city's historic center, and it was busy, full of holiday shoppers. North Korea made perhaps its most direct threat to resume longer-range missile tests, warning Saturday may soon launch a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short or medium-range launches since May. This is VOA News. Six European nations say they will join a fledgling financial system to bypass U.S. sanctions against Iran, challenging U.S. President Donald Trump days before he meets leaders of some of those nations in London. In a joint statement Friday, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden said they are in the process of becoming shareholders of the Instrument in Support of Trade Exchanges, or INSTEX. Britain, France, and Germany launched INSTEX in January to enable companies to trade with Iran without using U.S. dollars or going through U.S. banks, thereby shielding such companies from U.S. sanctions. Mr. Trump has been toughening U.S. sanctions against Iran since November as part of a campaign of maximum pressure on Tehran to reach a new deal to stop its perceived malign behaviors. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has given President Trump a week to say whether his legal counsel intends to introduce evidence and call witnesses in upcoming impeachment proceedings that could lead to formal charges of misconduct within a few weeks. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler set a deadline for next Friday for the president's lawyers to indicate if they plan to participate in his committee's hearings. He also asked for a list from GOP lawmakers of the witnesses they would like to question. The House Judiciary Committee meets Wednesday to examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. The committee is also expecting a report from the House Intelligence Committee, which will form the basis of upcoming hearings. President Trump and his defenders continue to call the inquiry a witch hunt and say he did nothing wrong in his dealings with Ukraine. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi announced his resignation Friday after the country's top Shiite cleric urged lawmakers to reconsider their support for government. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Young, unarmed and majority Shiite Muslim protesters have led demands for an overhaul of Iraq's political system, one they say is endemically corrupt and serves foreign powers, especially Baghdad's ally, Tehran. Iraq's current political class is drawn mainly from powerful Shiite politicians, clerics and paramilitary leaders, including many who lived in exile before a US-led invasion overthrew Sunni dictator Saddam Hussein in 2003. Though protesters celebrated the imminent departure of the prime minister, they said they would not stop their demonstrations until the whole of the political class was removed. The statement did not detail when Abdul Mahdi would stand down, but parliament is set to convene an emergency session on Sunday to discuss the crisis.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.